Marty Walsh's second term as mayor of Boston is officially underway. Walsh is promising to make the city a comfortable refuge for all. WBUR's Max Larkin reports on Walsh's inauguration yesterday, just hours into the new year.
It was a bitter 0 degrees in downtown Boston as attendees entered the Cutler Majestic Theater for Walsh's inauguration. A few residents of the St. Francis House shelter a block away braved the weather for a smoke and a New Year's greeting.
I love you.
I love you.
See, this is my family.
Melanie Burry stays at St. Francis House. She says her main concern is the epidemic of opioid abuse in the homeless community. It's all the more visible after the Walsh administration demolished the bridge to Long Island and closed down a shelter and rehab clinic there.
And when they close that place down, it's like
everybody
opening a bag of worm.
Burry's friend, Jessica DeRosa, says she's been off heroin for 6 months. DeRosa says she's staying positive, but both she and Burry want to see tackling the opioid crisis and housing the homeless treated as two separate priorities. They know of too many people who find a home only to lose it to addiction.
The housing's given to the wrong homeless people. I feel like the homeless people that need treatment before they get the housing should
be in treatment.
Neither woman saw much of Walsh's inaugural address, but he made the same point. Beating addiction is one thing, finding a home is another. And Walsh even took up Burry's suggestion.
Recovery requires a continuum of care, from detox to residential treatment to transitional housing to reclaim your life. I pledged you today that we are and we will rebuild the bridge back to Long Island.
Walsh is also pledging to build a modern recovery campus there to deal with the regional opioid epidemic. And he promises to raise $10 million in an attempt to help people like Burry and DeRosa.
Now let's be the first major city to come together as a community and end chronic homelessness for good.
But this is part of Walsh's balancing act in a city in transition, to entice new corporations to settle here, even as he assures the city's poor that they'll survive, even thrive, in an age of rising rents and economic inequality. There was no talk of Amazon as Walsh vowed to rebuild schools, to fight for affordable housing extending out into greater Boston, and to hire thousands more citizens for high-quality jobs. But former Vice President Joe Biden, who presided over the ceremony, made it clear that Walsh embodies an ecumenical brand of Democratic Party politics, one that doesn't see villains in big business or in newcomers.
We don't demonize immigrants. We don't look for scapegoats. We don't deny opportunity based on race or gender or sexual orientation. We don't marginalize people. Folks, we're all in this together, and this guy knows it in his bones.
Still, Walsh faces a major challenge, gratifying all the different constituencies that make up Boston today, solving long-standing problems like homelessness and racial segregation, even as he helps the city come into its own as an affluent coastal stronghold made for 2018. But Biden argued that Walsh is the right man at the right time for Boston. He suggested the mayor's own past experience with alcoholism and cancer prepares him to tackle the problems that remain.
Do you think there's anyone in this city who believes more in giving someone a second chance than your mayor? I don't. I don't think there's a single person.
Out on the street near St. Francis House, Melanie Burry says she did catch a bit of Walsh's speech. She was impressed, as she's been at times throughout his first term.
When situation happens, he shows up. You know what I mean? He don't, like, just write a report. I feel he's here for everyone in his community. I really do.
Burry didn't know about Walsh's past, the drinking, the childhood chemotherapy. But she says Walsh strikes her as a continuation of Thomas Menino, the highest praise she can offer. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.